Triple M Giant Day for breakfast, 14 to 6. It's the music that makes you feel good. We're live this morning, it's all thanks to North Jacklin. Mercedes-Benz, the AMG Roadshow on now. Triple M, our top today, we're looking at around 23 degrees.
Hey, have you seen this news story that's come out this morning about cassettes? You remember having those as a kid?
Singles.
Yes.
Remember those?
Not just the singles, but the albums as well.
Yeah.
Well, apparently, those things are skyrocketing in price these days, like they're vintage collector's items.
Oh, really?
I've got a piece of... I've seen the news story, okay? I'll tell you, the biggest one you can actually get, if you still own this, you're in the money. It's the artist formerly known as Prince.
Yes.
Okay, when he changed his name.
Was his name still that when he passed away? Or was it just... I think it went back to Prince, though, didn't
it? Yeah, I think he's just trying to get out of his contract with Sony at the time.
Right,
so he released a whole heap of stuff, the artist formerly known as.
That's pretty smart.
Yeah, well, his album, on cassette, mind you, The Versace Experience, Prelude 2 Gold, it just sold at auction for $6,116.
Jesus.
Back then, when you first bought it, it would have been about $5.
I remember cassette singles being $24.
Really?
Yeah.
For a cassette single.
Oh, sorry, an album, sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Like $24.
Yeah, and I think the singles were about $6, or $5.99 each.
Oh, probably a bit later, because I'm a little bit younger than you are.
Okay.
We don't look like that, though. It looks like Dave's my dad. But I could buy a single for like $13.
Well, this one, apparently, like if you got it in a bargain basement store or whatever, you know, it's worth a pretty penny, that formerly known as artist one.
Yeah.
But it was actually handed out to everyone that attended Paris Fashion Week back in 1995. Okay.
Oh, vintage.
So, yeah. So, this is a creme de la creme.
But, wait, how... Like, if people... The person who bought that on auction, what are they going to do with it? Nobody has cassette players anymore.
Well, there's the thing. Because I don't own one either. Do you?
No. The last time I had one was those red ghetto blasters.
Yeah.
Like, the long ones. The sort of... cylinder kind of looking one.
Yeah, another
and
one.
I haven't had that since... Before 2000, the year 2000.
Yeah. Well,
it's been ages.
You couldn't even buy a cassette back in the year 2000.
Who has a cassette player in their car?
Yeah, 13, 2017.
Oh, my God.
Maybe you got one at home. Like, if you've got a cassette player at home, give us a call, 13, 2017. I used to have the Marantz ones. You know, the big hi-fi systems, the modular ones?
Yeah.
And had the cassette player by itself.
And then had the record player, and then yeah. My parents had one of those too.
Yeah, and it was the soft touch thing and everything else.
Yeah.
Great quality, but yeah, had to get rid of that because you couldn't buy cassettes anymore.
13, 2017. Let's do a flashback.
Yeah,
who has a cassette player? So it can be at home, like a ghetto blaster.
Yeah,
maybe it's a Walkman.
Oh my God, the Walkman.
The Sony Walkman.
And you'd be powering along, wouldn't you? And all of a sudden.
I remember the advertising campaign for that.
Yeah.
Take your music anywhere.
Yeah.
No crap. Yes, you put the headphones in your ears and you listen to the music.
Until the batteries started going flat, and then you'd be running, and as the music would slow right down, you'd be walking the rest of the way, wouldn't you?
Kids of today would not have any idea what we're talking about.
No idea.
If you've got a cassette player at home, 13, 2017, any kind of cassette player in the car, ghetto blaster, Sony Walkman, that's cassette player.
I think I still have a couple of albums on cassette.
Can we find at least one?
Oh, that'd be great.
Can we find one? Give us a call or go to our Facebook page, Triple M Mackay with Sundays. You'll find us online. 10 minutes away from 6 at Triple M, J&J for breakfast. Kennedy Malloy.